We are celebrating this fantastic summer and the great outdoors by avoiding them entirely and listening to the radio instead.
In June, we visited Portland, Oregon for an extended visit and did a second show after our regular weekly show. Now, here's a game of Bluff the Listener, never before broadcast, with panelists Luke Burbank, Jesse Klein, and Alonzo Bowden.
Hi, everyone. Wait, don't tell me.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. This is Laura from Portland, Oregon.
Laura from Portland, Oregon. Why are you on the phone? Come on down. We'll wait.
I can't afford it. I work for the post office.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I need that.
No, it's okay. So you deliver mail? Or are you actually out there a mail carrier?
Yeah, letter carrier.
Really? Is it fun?
I can't talk to you about it because I think they may be listening.
I understand.
I was actually wondering if you could meet me for a beer after the show.
So you live here in Portland. What great Portland things do you do to enjoy yourself?
Well, I ran a marathon a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah,
that's great. How'd that go?
It was awful. I almost died, actually. I vomited the last 3 miles, so.
That's great. That's basically a standard marathon. Yeah, it's an awful
thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Why would somebody who walks around delivering the mail every day run a marathon? Like, don't you get tired?
There's nobody normal that works for the post office. I'll just say that.
Apparently.
That was the second place for the motto. First was, of course, neither rain nor sleet nor snow. And second place was, nobody normal works here.
Well, it's nice to have you with us, Laura. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What is the topic, Bill?
You're busted.
Crime is rampant all over. Thefts, carjackings. The only reason we're in Portland right now is because someone kidnapped us and dropped us off here. But there is hope. We heard a story this week of the authorities coming to the rescue and proving crime does not pay. Our panelists are going to tell you all about it. Pick the real story. You'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. First up, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
If you want to hear a really outrageous story involving the Brits, check out what happened recently in Gloucestershire, England. A local charity was holding a fundraiser which involved releasing 100 or so rubber duckies into the town river, which is called the River Windrush, and sounds like a thing you have to cross during Lord of the Rings to escape some orcs. Anyway, no sooner had the adorable pretend waterfowl started bobbing down the River Windrush than a swarm of police descended on the event to break it up. You see, according to an ancient bylaw, the river cannot be used on Sundays for fundraising purposes. Insanely, the only group allowed to hold an event on a Sunday is a brass band. The local business owners who called the police stand by their decision to crush the dreams of innocent children, pointing out that the group did not have the proper permit and had parked motorcycles all over the grass, which is really bad for it. On the plus side, the group says they still raised over £500 at the event. On the minus side, after the Brexit, that comes out to about 85 cents US.
The police raid. An illegal rubber duck race in Gloucestershire. Your next story of justice prevailing comes from Jesse Klein.
For the last 11 years, Janice Hitchcock was a trusted employee in the engagement ring department of the legendary Tiffany's in New York City. By all accounts, she loved her job, which is why her coworkers were so shocked at Janice's dramatic arrest by an FBI task force at her 20-year high school reunion. It began during Friday inventory when her floor manager noticed that a 9-carat yellow diamond ring valued at $3 million was missing. Mara Sims, a fellow associate, told police she'd heard Janice expressing anxiety about the reunion for weeks because her ex-boyfriend Mark had posted on Facebook he was attending with his hot fiance. As cops sped towards the reunion, Janice was having a great time flashing her ring and talking about her imaginary fiance, who she described as an architect for the Navy SEALs. Just as Janice and Mark were saying hi for the first time in 2 decades, a SWAT team burst through the door, guns drawn. Janice tried to explain she was always intending to return the ring on Monday morning, but they threw her to the ground and charged her with federal grand larceny. Still, there's a silver lining for Janice. Mark, who was so impressed by the length she went to impress him, has asked if she wants to go out again. As it turns out, his hot fiance was actually just a coworker friend from work who he brought so no one would notice he'd gained 50 pounds since high school.
The FBI raids a high school reunion to recover a valuable diamond. Your last story of a criminal mastermind getting undermined comes from Alonzo Bowden.
The Secret Service prides itself on monitoring social media, catching criminals who love to brag. They thought they caught some major players in Elko, a small Nevada casino town. The first tip was a Twitter direct message about having to make some money to bring down the hat. "Every time we start to get ahead, paying the hat slows us down," said a player known only as Dog. "He controls too much territory. We got to make our own money," responded Flatiron. These conversations set off some red flags, and the Secret Service grew more interested. Secret Service agent Daryl Jones explained, "Upon hearing the shoe brag about being able to duplicate cash with his new printer, and Dog telling them they can't control a boardwalk, but they can build hotels all around it to bring the hat down," the Secret Service planned their bust. You have to remember, there's talk of printing money and building hotels in a gambling town. We had to investigate. When we heard the meet to distribute the cash was going to be in the game room of the Gold Dust Casino, we had to move and move fast. After a raid on the most sophisticated middle school Monopoly cheats ever, we warned them cheating is no way to win, and in real life, jail is more than not passing go and not collecting $200.
All right, so here are your choices. The police raided one of three things. Was it an illegal rubber duck race on a river in Gloucestershire, England? Was it a high school reunion in Newton, Massachusetts? Or was it a Monopoly game in Elko, Nevada? Which of these was the real story of crime not prevailing?
I think it's the rubber ducks. I think they did that.
So you're going to go for the rubber ducks?
I believe so.
All right. Now, we tried to get the police authority in question to comment on this, but they were so embarrassed and upset by the coverage that they refused. So to bring you the real answer, well, just listen to this.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bad time lots of fun.
That was, of course, Rubber Ducky, the outlaw anthem of Gloucestershire. You were correct. Luke's story of the raid and the rubber duck race was the true story. You've earned a point for Luke, and you have won our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Very well done indeed. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, guys.